Okay, this is day, oh, what is this? 13, 14, 15, and 16, yeah, of the tour diary. The ability to do a daily tour diary kind of goes away when you hit, like, the real hard part of the tour. Well, I'm not gonna say hard like it was difficult, but it was an incredibly busy few days. So every time I tried to sit down to do a tour diary, I would just pass out. I would just fall asleep. So I am going to talk about the last few days. So the last time I talked with you guys, I was in Las Cruces. Not a lot happened in Las Cruces. That wasn't really a tour stop. I was there to see family. However, I did post the Sanderson Jones episode from a Good Sam retirement home Wi-Fi, so I actually published a show of Ask an Atheist on a Catholic network, which I thought was funny. And then we drove from Las Cruces, New Mexico, to Clovis, New Mexico, which was a nighttime drive. Didn't see a whole lot, but it looked like it started out mountainous and kind of interesting, and then when you get to northeastern New Mexico, it gets kind of flat. Clovis was an interesting town. Well, Clovis has interesting features. I'll put it that way. However, while we were there, we met with Casey, who's nearly literally offered me the clothes off his back after the whole thing in Tucson. So, instead, we actually just had breakfast at 1:30 a.m., since I'm actually pretty well clothed at this point. Had a lot of fun. It's always nice to meet a fan of Ask an Atheist. No, but Casey was real, he actually stayed up till 1:30 a.m. to have breakfast with us, and he was really nice, and he was actually a welcome conversation after sort of the last few days for me. So thank you very much, Casey. Oh yeah, Clovis, New Mexico is known because that's where Buddy Holly did a lot of his recordings. Interesting fact, one of the few. And then, so we crashed there at a hotel, and one of the cable channels on the hotel cable was just a, I called it the Linux History Channel, and yeah. Obviously, really looking for stuff to talk about there. Right, well, in between Las Cruces and Clovis, we didn't see any signs. And then we drove from Clovis to Oklahoma City and saw 19 signs, which is a new record, and that includes the Groom Cross, which is this huge, enormous aluminum structure, which we just thought was a tiny roadside cross, and then you drove closer to it, and no, that's not small. It's weird. Not much to say about it. It's this, huge cross in the middle of nowhere. And then we got to Oklahoma City. So, a tip. Sleep Inn doesn't really handle its branding particularly well. So when we got to Sleep Inn, so we thought we were calling the Sleep Inn number, and we thought we were ordering a room, but we weren't. We were talking with some affiliate that did Expedia. And then when we got there, we're like, we'd like to, get some verification. And then Becky got into an argument with people, and they threatened to call the police on her, and then they said they weren't going to give us a room. And then I just tried to cool things down. I tried to get everything under control, and I said, "Yeah, we'll go find somewhere else to stay." And then I get out there and I find out that our ticket or hotel stay is non-refundable, so we'd have to eat the cost of the hotel. And everything kind of got fixed. Becky made friends with the people behind the desk, and everything was good. I don't really blame the folks at the hotel. They're actually really nice people. Ended up barely nice people. Have a very nice computer-based chat with one of them. And I imagine they get this a lot just because the problem isn't with them. It's with how Sleep Inn is run on a corporate level, and they're just the frontline people. On the other hand, all arguments are entered in by mutual agreement. Which, yeah, Becky is also at fault there. I know what I'm saying there, and I am also at fault, but that's the way arguments are. They're always by mutual agreement. Take that as you will. I mean, it was the end of a long trip. We had our car broken into. I think we have a good reason to be angry atheists at that point. Because we came in and checked into the hotel, and then we carried all our Ask an Atheist stuff in. At that moment, fully living up to the stereotype, but I think we're okay. I think for once we're allowed. Oh, interesting thing about Oklahoma. You can smoke in bars there, which was nice and nostalgic for me for about 20 minutes. We also met a guy in an elevator. Interesting story. He basically said, oh, you guys are atheists then. Well, I love Jesus. Interesting story. And we talk about it in the Oklahoma City episode, so check that out. We also met with Rebecca Witzman, and she's actually on the show, so check that out. She's the lady who had Wolf Blitzer acting weird at her on television, which is to say that she was in the vicinity of Wolf Blitzer. I don't know if you've seen that. He's clearly got his he's clearly got his post-disaster interview checklist. You know, the harrowing experience, what you've been through, what you're going to do about it. Oh yeah, and thank God. And then suddenly somebody wasn't following that checklist, so he followed up on it, and she said, "Oh, I'm an atheist." And a lot of national attention happened as a result. That is an interesting story with a lot of interesting things that we can talk about the nature of religion and of religious privilege and stuff like that. But in the case of Rebecca, she is just somebody who had something bad happen, and she was just being honest. She had very interesting people. Actually, everybody, the Red McCall, the guy we talked to, we had a couple other people come up and make comments. Everybody in Oklahoma City was really great, and it's a really active community. It's actually, it's an enormous community of Oklahoma City. And between Oklahoma City and Phoenix and Sacramento, and I'm kind of wondering why we suck so bad up in the Puget Sound region. It seems like everybody's doing everything all the time. And, you know, I look at their meetup calendars, and they're this just huge, enormous lists of things. Then I look at ours, and it's like one thing a week, and everybody's worried about, you know, schedule conflicts and stuff like that. I mean, I sort of wonder if that's adversity, like, up in the Puget Sound, except, like, in a few places, like where I live, and, you know, where Wes lives, you might run into some flack. But when you live in Seattle or the east side or the north side, you know, you say you're an atheist and everybody's like, yeah, whatever. So there, this might not be the same drive to form a community that there might be otherwise. And I think that's sad because I still think we need it. But that's something I might need to unpack for some other time. Actually, that's interesting. I might have, you know, somebody from every location and just do like this weird round table discussion. That could be cool. And then finally, last night, we drove from Oklahoma City to St. Louis, one of the longest drives on the trip, which is, you know, is 8+ hours. We had to get a late start because of weird things happening that I don't really get into, because it's just weirdness and whatever. A series of things that happen when you travel. We saw 11 signs, including a thinkimpregnant.org sign, which is a reproductive pseudoscience website backed by some religion, so we're counting it. We were kind of reading it in the car, then laughing, then feeling outrage, then laughing again. You know how it is. There's also this enormous truck stop in Joplin that we went to. I mean, enormous. It's got like a leather goods section, and it's sort of like a truck stop mall. I called it Truck Stop Valhalla. We went there, got gas, then Becky went inside to go to the bathroom. Then I parked the car and immediately had to go to the bathroom myself. So I just went inside and ran to the bathroom. So when Becky got out, she couldn't find the car, she couldn't find me, she was lost in this enormous scary place, and she started feeling like she was abandoned. She thought maybe I had left. I felt so sorry for her. It really was that kind of place. I bought a Monster Energy beverage that tried to pretend to be a beer. And honestly, the fake beer actually made the Monster taste better, but I don't think it actually did me any good as far as caffeine goes, and it had some weird woo on it about bioactivated, which as far as I can tell is pseudoscience for the phrase contains atoms. You know, I'm not really a coffee drinker. Coffee gets me heartburn, but, you know, and I kind of like carbonated beverages, so any energy drinks are kind of a natural choice for me, where, you know, I would used to drink half a pot of coffee or a pot of coffee. I now have one energy drink and I'm done. But boy, there's a lot of pseudoscience in those energy drinks. There needs to be a skeptical energy drink out there. No, no, no. Somebody get on that. I'd like to thank Mike, whose house I'm in right now, who not only opened his house to us, was awake at 2:30 in the morning to let us in, which is a real, you know, it was just really great, and it allowed us to get some sleep and do the drive and get here in time. And that was very nice. Thank you, Mike. And finally, so the St. Louis show is tonight, and then I'll be more than halfway done with the tour. And I'll be followed up with one of the shortest drives of the tour, which is St. Louis to Chicago. And then the tour diary is going to slow down a little bit again, because we're there for about 6 days. We're recording the episode in Skokie, so there will be updates. Anyway, thanks a bunch. I'm going to go edit this and go through the pictures we've taken of the drive. Talk to you guys later.